Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. Before we do anything, I want to wish all the moms listening right now a happy Mother's Day. We have a great show for you this week. My first guest is a country legend with a new TV show and a new CD out. Clint Black will be joining us. Legendary Smokey Robinson will be on the show. From the Shark Tank on ABC, Barbara Corcoran will be joining us. One of the actresses on Night Court, Lakrita, will be on the program. And then next hour, we're going to pay tribute to the 31 years since Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon went off The Tonight Show. It's back on May 10th, 1992. This past Wednesday was 31 years with the president of Johnny Carson Production, his nephew, Jeff Sotzik. Then Lee Majors will be here. And in our lifestyle segment, Vina Kronholm and Matt Blashaw. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853.
Gone our separate ways, but we've come back around. And even when we fight, just a little or a lot, when it comes to friends, you're the best one that I've got. And I'm still in love with you, America.
Gosh, I love that song. We're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and that is part of a brand new CD that is out right now called Out of Sane, and it's the 12th studio album with our guest, who, by the way, has sold over 20 million records, earned 22 number one hits, nearly two dozen gold and platinum awards, Grammy Award, CMA, ACM, American Music Awards, Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Joining us right now, our friend Clint Black. Hi, Clint. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron.
Congratulations on the new CD.
Hey, thanks, Ron. It's good to be with you.
Well, I got to tell you something. You are one busy man these days. Now, you got a tour that's starting up here in a few weeks, and your television show, Talking in Circles with Clint Black, is now in its fourth season starting up again. Man, you keep really busy, and now you got the studio outside the house, so you're working all the time.
I can't believe sometimes how busy I am, and I put stuff on the calendar, and I always joke, you know, if you put it on the calendar, it will arrive. You know, you will be doing it one day. And so I try to be careful about not scheduling too many things, but I can't help it. And I'm not good at laying on the couch. I need to work.
Well, boy, you're sure doing that. Let's start off with the television show. The premiere of season 4 on the Circle Network, which is the Grand Ole Opry Network. It's called Talking in Circles with Clint Black. This year, you've got a lot of friends of mine on, Terry Bradshaw. He's a trip, isn't he? Also, Kevin Nealon, Patricia Heaton, Tanya Tucker. You could do a whole documentary and a comedy routine with Bradshaw.
You know, he was so unfiltered, so much fun. We went so long on the taping that we've turned it into 2 episodes. That's never happened before.
Yeah, you need the vaudeville cane to take him off sometimes, but he's a great guest. So this show has really taken off. By the way, it is on Saturdays. May 13th is the premiere, and it's at 10 o'clock Eastern, and Pacific time, I think, is 9 o'clock, or Central time. Anyways, it's on there. I love the format of that show, Clint. It works very, very well. Very casual, very intimate.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. And the network really encourages me to just go where I want to go with it. So we don't, there's no agenda. We've got to cover this release or that project. We're trying to have the kind of conversations that we have backstage or in the green room waiting to go on. You know, talking about the things that we would talk about, you know, when we had those moments. And we have a live audience, which really kind of amps things up a little more. So it's a fun, relaxed conversation. But we have a crowd there, and they kind of give us a little more energy than we would get from the green room.
You know, Clint, I think, and from my experience, that people like to hear casual conversations. They don't want to hear, you know, what time did you get up this morning? What's your favorite lunchbox? Those kind of questions. The ones behind the scenes, I think, is what they like. Now, let's talk about this new CD, Out of Sane. Clever way that you came up with the name. Tell us about that. I think that's a great idea.
Well, you know, usually I would name an album after one of the songs on the album that I thought was special, but I didn't really have a good title. And so I went through every lyric on the album, and when I ran across one of them, or what I knew then, you know, I ran across that line, a little in and out of sane, and I thought, you know, out of sane has a dual meaning, and it's kind of, you know, where the music comes from is this sane place in me that's working on thoughts. But by the time I finish an album, I've hit play and record so many times that it's more like a science project. All the mojo is gone from me, and I'm just, you know, I've gotten the work down, and now I have to make sure every instrument is being heard right and it's in the right place. And it's a little bit of torturous by the end, and I'm a little out of sane by the end of a project. It's why I don't do one every year or two. I have to get far enough away from it to forget just what kind of crazy zombie I was at the end. Can't sleep, you know, sleep 4 or 5 hours a night, and then I'd start hearing the music in my head.
That's right.
And I'd have to go back out in the studio and work. That's really how the title came about. But it was just by accident that the album came out, and, you know, in the middle of the craziness of 2020. I think it was named just right for that year.
Yeah, that was designed for that. Especially when you have a studio close to your house. I can relate to that. You don't see nothing good on TV, boom, you go in the studio. You know, I was watching some of the clips from the tour, Hits and the Misses tour. I love the way you did that with MRS, period. Right. But I got to tell you, your wife, of course, we've had on the show in the past, but your daughter, Lily, is absolutely sensational. You can tell that the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. Man, what a voice. What an appearance. She's going to be a big star, Clint.
You know, she has the talent, and, you know, what I tell her is you have to develop the talent, and she is. She has a really special voice. She's got a range to her voice that could be in the Mariah Carey type of range. It's just shocked me. But she also sings naturally, so she's not mimicking, trying to fit into a style. You know, we really impressed upon her that your natural voice is all you have that, you know, will make you unique when people hear your voice. Lily Pearl Black, you can find her EP on Spotify and Apple and YouTube. It's a joy. It's a joy to see her following in our footsteps.
Yeah, she just has a very original and beautiful voice. I mean, just a uniquely pure sound to it, good bass, everything. I didn't know that your mother is Italian, Sicilian. I'm of Sicilian descent, too. I never knew that. She played the violin.
Yeah, she didn't. Her her grandfather did and his father did. And they were, her grandfather came over from Sicily and worked as a violinist in a small group that played the scores for the silent film, you know, 8 shows a day.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like what, you know, his great-grandson would later do in the bars. So that's really where it came from. We can't find any musicians on my father's side. And we gave him some grief about that.
Well, you got it all. Well, now we want to talk about Summer's Coming. That's a tour that's going to be starting June 2nd. It's going to be all summer long right into September. It's called Summer's Coming Tour. And then, of course, now in May, Talking in Circles with Clint Black on the Circle Network. As we mentioned before, that is a network for the Grand Ole Opry. Boy, I got to tell you something. You are keeping busy. Now, you're not taking Lily and Lisa out on this tour, right? I would assume that when you did, especially with the last tour, it was nice to have the family together. But this one is solo?
Yeah, I do about 70 cities a year with just me and the band. And then they join me, they join us for about 24 cities. So it's not all the time. It'd be nice if it were, but probably I wouldn't be able to get them to go out every year.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be too smart to travel that much.
Yeah, well, you got a nice situation going there. Beautiful family, great talent, and, of course, a very successful career. Hey, Clint, now, if we want to check out the dates that you're going to be starting June 2nd on the Summer's Coming tour, we can go to clintblack.com. Is that correct?
Yep. Everything you need, clintblack.com.
Okay.
You can find where to watch the TV show, all the tour dates, get some coffee.
Sounds great.
Anything else we have going on. And I'm on Twitter being a twit. And Instagram and TikTok and all that. So.
All those things. Tic-tac-toe and everything. Well, again, on the Circle Network, the official network for Talking in Circles with Clint Black, the Summer's Coming Tour starting June 2nd, and a brand new CD out right now that's called Out of Sane. Clint, it has been a long time since you've been on the show. Please don't make it that long the next time. It's always great having you here. You're a great talent, and keep up the great work.
Now, you too. Thanks for having me, Ron.
Clint Black has been our guest. Boy, I tell you something. You talk about a successful career. He's had it. And he's married to Lisa Hartman. Remember Lisa Hartman? I think it was Entertainment Tonight. And when he first started in the business, everybody said he looked like Roy Rogers. Even Roy Rogers thought he looked like Roy Rogers. Clint Black. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
We're the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete,
and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And it's good to have my next guest. He is the best, and that music proves it. A real American icon. Joining us right now is Smokey Robinson. Hi, Smokey. How you doing?
Ron, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great now that you are here, my friend. It's nice having you back on the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and thank you for doing this.
I have this brand new CD in front of me right now that includes 6 songs recorded in concert, 6 that have been your songs. I love recorded live music.
Oh, thank you. I do, too. In fact, Ron, even the ones that are studio cuts there, I recorded them live in the studio. By that, I mean, you know, I had the musicians in there playing while I was singing, which in today's recording world is unheard of, man.
I don't know how many people realize this, but you bring up an excellent point, and that is the fact that, I hate to say it this way, but we both are from this era. In the older days, they did all the music and the vocals together. And now you go in, the band maybe comes in on Wednesday, you come in on Monday.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have that.
Or the guitar players there on Thursday, you know, people who play and sing on the same records don't even see each other now.
They don't even know their names or their faces.
Exactly.
I think that kind of takes away from the charisma of working with a live band, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely takes away the spontaneity, you know, because, you know, you can never imagine in your mind what somebody might play or sing, you know, when everything's going on at the same time. No matter what you've planned, you know, a lot of stuff goes on that's unplanned, and it's just a great thing. It's like doing a concert in the studio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you're performing, I always like the live versions because it's kind of a little bit of a different arrangement, if you will, more of a Vegas-type thing where it's got a lot of energy to it. A lot of times in the studio, you're held back from doing that.
Well, absolutely you are.
How did you guys do it at Motown? Did you do it with all the musicians there?
Ron, when we first started, man, there was only one track.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
On that Ampex recorder.
If you want to be on that record, you better be there that day. You better be in that studio at that time. There was no going back and overdubbing and all that stuff like that. You know, the best you could do is if you had 2 tracks of the same, of relatively the same tempo. If you wanted to do something, you might be able to splice 2 of those together. But other than that, you know, whoever's going to be on that record had better be in there when it's being recorded.
Well, I'm sure you ran into situations where your take was great, but the bass player screwed up or something.
Many times. That's why a lot of those songs, man, it was take 100. You know, exactly.
But those were the days when you really had all of the chemistry going at one time.
Sure you did. And I think the producers and the engineers in those days had to really be on top of their gigs, man, because you were mixing and doing all that as you were going along.
Absolutely. His log, 37 top 40 hits in your career. Unbelievable Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Grammy for the Best R&B Performance, Soul Train Music Award, inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, what a career, Smokey.
Well, you know, I'm blessed, Ron. You know, I'm doing what I love and earning a living at it.
It's always nice to do what you love and be accepted the way you have been over the years. The fact of the matter is, Smokey has such a wide
appeal.
Absolutely. Music, man. I love it. I mean, I think they're some of the greatest writers in the world. Those country songs tell those real down-to-earth life stories. You know, the walls are talking and all that.
Yeah, right. And the old bit where you play backwards, you get your car back, the dog back, the
wife
back.
Absolutely.
Everything comes back.
Everything comes back.
When I listen to these songs, the memories that they bring back are phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Ron.
How many gigs do you do a year, Smokey?
Well, you know, it's according to the ones that I like, man. I think that this year I bit off a whole lot more than I wanted to chew gig-wise, Ron, because we started a tour the last week in February that lasted until 2 weeks ago. We went all over the world and everything. And see, what my agents do is they trick me. They call me because I've already got dates in for next year, but they call me and say, Smoke, you know, next September we've got so-and-so. And it sounds like, okay, next September, that's a year away. I can do that, man.
Right.
But you look up and the whole schedule's filled up. And so that's what happened to me this year. I'm tour wiped out. I mean, the tour's over, but I still have some dates that I have to fulfill for this year.
Because somebody came to me last September wanted me to be in an event. September, that's got to be like a year away. Man, it came right up on you like crazy. And you think,
absolutely.
What am I doing this for?
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. Where were the live performances recorded, Smokey?
All over the country, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so cool that out of all these songs, you wrote all of them except one.
Yeah, I did, man.
That's quite a talent.
Well, thank you.
Unbelievable. Now, you can visit Smokey at www.smokeyrobinson.com. Also, he's on Facebook and Twitter. Do you understand all that Twitter stuff? I get all
confused. Well, I do, but I don't constantly Twitter for myself. Well, I've been on tour so much this year. I have a guy who is a very close friend of mine. In fact, he's one of my recording engineers, and he basically handles the Twitters for me. I don't know that I could even Twitter all the time. You know, okay, well, I'm on my way to the store. Okay, I just bought, you know, I don't know that I can handle that one.
I just recorded a new CD called Smokey Robinson Now and Then. Now that's,
I can tell him that.
Yeah, you got to do that. When you do a song that has such a hit, like Going to a Go-Go and stuff like that, do you ever concern yourself, like the first six that you did, do you ever concern yourself when you go in the studio of redoing it, not the same way or as a different arrangement? Do you ever get concerned about doing it over again?
No, I don't, Ron. When I recorded those songs live, I did them basically like they've always been done.
Yes.
Of course, time changes everything, and so they've changed a tiny bit throughout the years, and then when you sing them over and over and over again, see, for me, and I'm honest about this. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I do all those concerts every year, but every night those songs are new to me. I mean, I never get bored with them or complacent or anything like that. You know, I'm having so much fun on stage, and those songs are new. So I always look at them as new songs.
That is probably one of the wisest things I've ever heard from any singer. And the reason being is that, you know this, so many times singers will be tired of doing the arrangement that they did on the record that they'll start doing different things to it, and it's not like the record, and the people come to hear it like the record.
Yeah, they do. So you can't change them so outlandishly that nobody recognizes them.
Yeah. There's a group that I went to see, and I said, those aren't those songs, you know? In fact, I'll give you another example, but I'll do it off the air when I won't mention the name.
Okay.
But this is terrific. Again, everybody, you have to go, because now available is this brand new CD by the legend of Smokey Robinson, Now and Then, 6 live recordings, which are phenomenal, 6 studio recordings, but done like they were a live performance with the band present in the studio. And, of course, sung by the great Smokey Robinson.
Well, we do, Ron, and I appreciate you doing it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Smokey Robinson. Get this brand new CD now with a lot of his greatest hits recorded again, called Now and Then. And don't forget to check out Smokey's website, SmokeyRobinson.com. Smokey, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says talks about the debt ceiling are moving along. Biden added there are real discussions about a deal, but we're not there yet. The weather halted former President Trump's outdoor rally in Iowa today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did speak earlier in the day in the Hawkeye State. As reports indicate, he is close to officially jumping into the race for president. The nation's midsection is bracing for more severe weather. The National Weather Service says large hail, damaging winds, and even some tornadoes are possible across Iowa and Illinois. Those storms come a day after 34 tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, as well as Kansas and Oklahoma. The four University of Idaho students who were stabbed to death in November will be receiving posthumous degrees from the university this weekend at graduation ceremonies. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today, and I am delighted to have our next guest with us. She's been on the show with us in the past, quite a lady, and of course she's part of ABC's hit reality show Shark Tank, And she's got news to talk to us about, as she did last year, about the Seal of Approval contest, announcing a $10,000 prize, and most importantly, a private consultation with the winning business. Joining us right now is Barbara Corcoran. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Nice to hear you. A lovely voice again, Ron. It's so comforting, warm and cozy kind of voice.
Well, I love when you
talk to me. There are three prizes, Ron. By the way, three prizes, three winners, not just one. We're not that mean-spirited. We want to let that money and the consulting go to three different people.
Well, you know, if you remember, and I'm sure you don't with all the things you have on your schedule, last year when we chatted, I said I would pay $10,000 to have lunch with you because it would be worth every penny of it. So, you know, you probably have a better deal with me right now as far as you personally is concerned.
Why don't you send me the $10,000 as a deposit, and I'll give that serious thought.
Okay. Can I post-date that, though, Barbara? Can I do that?
No. Don't be a wise guy. I'm not being a wise guy. I'm dealing straight with you. You just heard that.
I know that. Well, tell us about this now. It's you and On Deck, $10,000 yes. to three different businesses to invest, an in-person strategy session, and I mean this, Barbara, with you having an in-person strategy session for anybody who has any business acumen, that's fantastic. And the fact that you get a chance to promote the business there on social media. So tell us about how you do this and what people are actually qualified to get this great reward, three of them.
Well, qualifying is really rather easy. All you do is go on Facebook.com, On Deck Capital, and apply. It takes you a minute to 2 minutes if you type slow. But what you have to do is you have to explain to me if you get the $10,000, if you get the $10,000, if you're the winner, and if you get a chance to consult with me one-on-one, what are you going to use that money for? Mm-hmm. What are you going to, and what I'm looking for is someone who's a little bit street smart, someone who's not going to get so fancy. And if you want to have a hint, I generally look for something that leads directly to sales. Because when you have sales in a business, all other problems are cured. When you don't have the sales, every problem hurts. And so we're looking for practical-minded business owners who think they can make a difference in their business if they had just that extra found $10,000. Had it today, what would you do with it?
Now, you know, Barbara, I've been self-employed for many years owning radio stations over my career. And so I certainly know what it's like to have $10,000 worth of input. But I think a lot of times that money is used foolishly, and I'm hoping that you guide these people. Because, you know, some people will say, $10,000, sounds like a new car to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's hope that I can not pick an entrepreneur like that, but we have a safety net here. Remember, I'm sitting down to talk with them. I plan on asking them where they're spending their time, where their sales came from to date if it's an existing business, what was most productive, what wasn't. I have the feeling that by the time I get through with someone, they're pretty smart. I can't imagine, because I'm thinking about the three entrepreneurs we had last year, and all of them really listen hard, and they're very smart the way they use the money, and they really make money as a result of using the money, and that's really what I'm after. So I'm not going to let somebody self-sabotage themselves, or I'm going to get really mad and come after them, and that's going to be a problem.
That's going to be worse than anything. The Body Works Ball is one of the people last year that really, that influx of cash made a big difference in their coming year.
Well, you know why? Because one of the things that I believe her name was BJ Dowlin,
yeah.
If I'm pronouncing it well.
Dowlin.
One of the things that she wasn't doing is making direct sales calls, and she had a personality that could sell anybody. She like hit you over the head with her warmth and enthusiasm. So for her, she was spending no time out face to face selling her product. That was unbelievable to me. The minute she got out there without even spending the $10,000, it was just sales calls, she was able to sell her Body Works ball to a giant spa chain, and that increased her sales exponentially. And so that was, you know, almost her mother could have told her that if she had sat down and listened to her a bit. But that was really the key that unlocked her own power. She was hiding it inside, developing like as though she was a scientist rather than going outside with the ball and letting people see the force behind the ball.
Well, Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think the biggest problem people have when they go into business is that they are well-versed, they're well-educated in the business. And I don't mean the business world. I mean whether or not they're going to have a tennis court or a service industry or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. What they don't know is sales. Now, I learned sales a long time ago from my late father. And being in the broadcasting business, you know, people complain, oh, you got so many advertisers. Well, if you didn't have that, you'd be, you know, you'd be a stereo set, basically. People don't realize that the sales is the heart of the deal. And so many times they concentrate on the product and or service and have no clue as how to market and substantiate that business without the sales effort.
You know, Ron, I don't think I could even say what you just said any better. But you are so right, and people are so wrong in not acknowledging that. I have never, in all the years I've been on Shark Tank, 8 years, I've invested in over how many businesses? I've lost count. Oh, well over 50 businesses. And I can tell you, when I don't have a sale, when I don't have an entrepreneur who could sell his service or product, that business is dead on arrival. They could get the exhaust and the boost from Shark Tank because suddenly you're famous overnight. But the minute that dies down, the business goes nowhere. Sales is the heart, and it's like the kitchen of the house. It's the heart of the deal. It's the heart of the business. And if you can't sell, the only thing you could do to save your soul in a business is to get yourself a partner who can and make them a partner as quick as you can, because you can't do well in business. The reason you have so many radio stations is not only that you were blessed with that delicious, deep resonance in your voice, but that could have been just, you could have been using that on your neighbors for the rest of your life, but instead, you're able to sell your way into success. And yes, you are totally correct. It's the most valuable part of being an entrepreneur, coupled with, and I'm sure you could confirm this, getting over rejection and the hiccups and the obstacles along the way, just staying with the program. But without the sales, you don't even get that opportunity.
Well, I always say that the rejection is when the sale starts. I mean, I always chuckle when somebody says, I made a sale. What did you do? Well, they came into the car dealership and I sold them a car. No, they came in the car dealership because they were in the market for a car, okay? All you had to do is close the deal.
The order.
Take the order, with all due respect to clerks in department stores, if there's any more department stores left, they are just that. They're not salespeople. They're clerks in a department store.
Once in a while you meet one that's phenomenal.
Yes.
Once in a while you meet one who knows the product, loves it, and is contagious, and you walk out spending three times more money on the jewelry that you never planned on spending.
My wife gets upset with me because whenever I don't buy something from someone, I sit there and talk to them for a half hour. And she says, well, you know, just leave. I said, no. These people are salespeople. They can't be let down quickly because it takes away their moxie.
My gosh. You're a sweetheart. You've got a soft touch. You're nicer than me.
I think I love you. According to the Federal Reserve Bank, this is not a surprising figure to me. Some people listening to her voice might think it is. On an average, 33 hours.
33 hours to make a loan application and provide all the data that's necessary to get granted a loan with a large institution. It is a joke. It's really shameful.
Oh, yes. All the banking institution requirements are a joke. As far as I'm concerned, it's a scam. If you don't need the money, they'll give it to you, you know? But
absolutely.
Tell us in the moments we have left, Barbara, because I know you're on a busy schedule, how do people listening apply for this seal of approval contest?
It's very easy. You go on Facebook.com, On Deck Capital, and you simply fill out the form. It's as simple as that. You only have till the 14th. But short of that caveat, it's a snap to do. It takes you about a minute. But make sure you're good in your reason as to what you're going to use that money for, because I'm a harsh judge. I'm a mean son of a gun, and I'm going to look to tear your idea to shreds on how you're going to spend that money. I don't want you losing it.
I would love to go up with you. I really would. And after failing at 22 jobs, my friends, Barbara is now part of a $6 billion business, and that means perseverance is the name of the game. Hey, Barbara, congratulations on all your success on ABC's Shark Tank.
Thank you very much.
And Barbara, I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back, just let us know. And if you'd like to have me as one of your contestants, I can come up with some kind of a broadcasting invention that you can invest in. I'll figure out something.
Why don't you do that? Because everybody's going to buy right into your voice. And if you could sell, you're going to leave with it. Even Mr. Wonderful's cash. I believe you could.
Well, boy, what a team we would make. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. Please come back again soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate the welcome.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. Our very special guest is Barbara Corcoran. Of course, she is one of the sharks in ABC's Shark Tank, and she's talking about the Seal of Approval contest, where three winners will win $10,000 and an in-person strategy session with Barbara in New York City. And believe me, that meeting with Barbara
is worth far more than $10,000. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of.
Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food.
In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. I couldn't be happier for the cast of the show that we're going to be chatting about. Unfortunately, it has ended for this season, but good news, it has already been renewed for the second season. It has been met with great success. And joining us right now is one of the stars of Night Court. Lakrita is here. Hi, Lakrita. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am so glad that this is happening because that was a great show, and, you know, we lost so many of the cast members for this reboot, but, boy, yeah. It picked up where it left off.
Well, thank you so much.
It's the highest total viewers for any comedy premiere since The Conners back in 2018, and the best on NBC since Will and Grace in 2017. And for a reboot, that is sensational. Couldn't be happier for you.
I'm
definitely over the moon. For me, it was unexpected because this was my first network sitcom, and I don't know the mechanics, the inner workings of things, the business side of things. So it was very cool to see these numbers come out, and I know that we've all done our part to talk about the show and kind of spread the word with our families and friends, and they spread the word with their families and friends. So, word of mouth is definitely the best advertising, and we definitely had that coming in.
Word of mouth and a satisfied customer, two great ideas. Now, you started off, actually, at a very young age, at 14, in theater, and you were seen in A Wrinkle in Time, 101 Dalmatian, a great show. Also, you played off-Broadway with Hairspray at the Broadway Rose in Portland, then on TV with Law & Order, 30 Rock, Gotham, and then went back into stage work again with the romantic comedy Second Act and Avenue Q and The Book of Mormon. But this is a different venue altogether because you don't get that immediate response on television as you do, of course, on live stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, the blessing is that we have a live studio audience every Friday. The project that I did before this, though, was Single Cam, and it was a comedy for FX. And at the end of that experience, I had to say to myself, you know, listen, Lakrita, you know that you're funny. You had a great time with your castmates. You got to watch playback, but you need to trust yourself more when you're in a situation where it is single cam and you don't get that immediate response. And then thankfully the blessing was, you know, we have a live studio audience every Friday, so I still need to work on trusting myself.
But you know what? You got to really be disciplined to do a one-camera shoot that's a comedy, mm-hmm. because you got nobody there but the stagehands, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watch things like Andy Griffith, and everybody's mm-hmm. laughing and laughing. They're on location. You know there's no audience there, and you know it's a one-camera shoot. That's, I would imagine, for someone who is used to performing in front of a live audience, a very, very tedious task.
Oh, yeah, and the days are long.
Yeah.
The days are so long. You know, we shot, for me, I was only there for the weekend. So I was there Friday and Saturday and maybe Sunday. But the rest of the crew and cast had been there since that Monday. So it took one full week for them to get everything they needed for that first episode. And you come in and it's dark and you leave and it's dark. And, but you really get to know your co-stars. Because we're spending so much time together, I'm loving this multicam sitcom schedule. You know, we get there and it's daytime and we leave and it's daytime. And we still have time for ourselves and time for our own lives. And it's not to say that I don't enjoy working hard, but I do enjoy having time off to decompress and to work on my lines because I'm always afraid that I'm going to forget what to say.
You know, one of the things I think people that go to see a show like this being taped don't understand that they think it's going to be a half hour, you know, and they realize between all the pickups and everything else that they could be there for 5-6 hours. And but when you see it contained, you think, oh, boy, everybody's laughing, having a great time. You still have, you know, somewhat of a production situation to contend with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always tell people who I know that are coming, bring a jacket because it's going to be really cold. And, you know, don't feel obligated to stay for the entire 5 to 6 hours because I know that it is a long evening. But we've got a great hype guy. Bill is a fantastic, and DJ Rick is a fantastic DJ. And they keep them energized and keep them entertained in between takes.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something that we have going for us. And then people are just so happy to be there and to get to see the behind the scenes. It really is a special experience.
Yeah, it really is. There's no doubt about it. The first one I saw was a cowboy movie being done in Arizona long when I was just a little boy. Man, I couldn't believe why I wanted to be in show business. You know, I asked India and I asked Dan what the, I'm calling him Dan, right? John. See what happens when you do really good in a role? You forget the guy's real name, John.
Exactly.
What it was like, and in his case it really wasn't, but in India's case and in your case, to play someone that had had that role previously.
Well, you know, people have had the role of the bailiff previously, and thankfully no one had the role of Gerg previously.
Well, that's true.
So
yeah.
There were shoes to fill, but it wasn't as daunting as me having to play Roz Russell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like that would have been overwhelming.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tell us about Streamers for Education Scholarship for Black Women.
Yeah, so a group of fellow Twitch streamers came together under the leadership of Reaper II28, also known as Dr. Dre. She's an actual doctor. And she wanted to help to give back to the community. And, you know, she has gone to medical school, and it's very expensive. And, you know, knowing that there are underrepresented and underfunded women out there who want to go to school and want to go into these things but are choosing to go into things that are, quote-unquote, more practical because there are better scholarships for them, we wanted to give them an opportunity that they might not necessarily have. The five of us raised enough money for us to give two $1,000 scholarships and two $500 scholarships to the recipients. And it really felt good. We've had to kind of take a pause on things for these next couple of years, but we're hoping to be able to do larger scholarships moving forward because some of us have sponsorships now, and, you know, I'm in a different position than I was before.
Sure.
So we want to match dollar for dollar, those of us who can. And just knowing that we've changed their lives for the better. You know, it's not a grand amount. We can't pay for their full tuition, but that's helping with books, and books are so expensive and resources. And allowing them to have a chance.
That's great. Great work.
Thank you.
The season finale was last Tuesday night, but the good news is they're coming back for a second season. Night Court, I would ask you when the new season starts, but I know with this writer's strike, that's a little dicey right now. But
it's up in the air, yeah.
But I am very sincere when I say this. When the new season starts, please come back again, because I'm very happy for you and all the cast success, and love to chat with you again. You're a very talented lady.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd definitely love to be back.
And we'll see you in the fall.
Okay.
Again, Lakrita is her name, and of course she stars on Night Court. The second season is coming up this fall, and as I mentioned earlier, hopefully without any problems with the writer's strike that is now taking place in Jolly Hollywood. That show ran for a lot of seasons in its first format many years ago with Marky Post and Harry Anderson, the judge. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sa-
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
IRA, stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps. By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this Mother's Day weekend. And I want to thank our guest this first hour, country legend Clint Black. And speaking about legend, none other than Smokey Robinson from the Shark Tank on ABC, Barbara Corcoran, and actress Lakrita. Next hour, the president of Johnny Carson Productions, his nephew Jeff Sotzig, as we recognize this past May 10th, last Wednesday, 31 years since Johnny and Ed went off the Tonight Show. Big Valley, $6 Million Man, and Fall Guy star Lee Majors, and in our lifestyles segment, former Miss California, a contestant in the Miss America pageant, Vina Kronholm, and Matt Blashaw from HGTV. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.